Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the A&A Show. It's your host, Aaron, and...
your other co-host, Aiden.
So we started a podcast. We'll talk about why. Basically, if we're being honest, we're trying to get money from sponsorships.
And I'm trying to get out of working at freaking Dairy Queen. It's hot back there. Fat people.
I don't know.
I'm slaving back there for the master, okay? I'm tired of it.
All those ice creams?
Yes. You don't gotta tell me.
Anyways, let's get started. How come there's always like crackheads at Subway? They always work at Subway.
Oh, for real? Yes. Oh, your favorite place, right?
Yes, right here.
Yeah, you always... wanna work there, right?
No, I don't wanna work there.
Come on, let's go. No time.
You wanna quit Dairy Queen? No, you wanna quit Dairy Queen and go work with the crackheads? No. Subway. Okay, no. Then don't say that.
No. Well, no.
Like, every time I go in, there's, like, a new crackhead.
No,
like,
man.
They don't last at all, but they just keep recycling
yes. And fucking moving people, firing people.
Yes. And then there's that lady that, like, always complains about the other people right in front of them to me. I'm like, damn, that's kind of messed up. Like... she's always like, sorry, he's new. You know, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, that one woman.
Yes.
She always talking shit about
him. Yes, she's always talking about the other workers.
Oh, hell
workers.
No. I'm glad I ain't working there. I'll tell you, if I fuck up one or two times, you're like, nigga, get your ass out of
I
the
know.
Stove.
That's what she does. Like, oh, one time, I, like, the dude put too much ham on my sandwich, apparently. Like, she's like, that's too much ham. You need to take off two slices.
My nigga, I be throwing in, like, a whole bunch of shit when I be making my ice cream. Either that or I don't put enough. I don't really care. It's gotta be just the right amount. I only be doing that shit when the manager's like watching my ass. You shit, when she's there, you better be doing everything right or else she's gonna start screaming. That bitch can yell. I'm telling you. She loud as hell. I swear she be watching the fucking cameras too, man. And if you fuck up, Eddie! There's some shit like that, man. I'm tired of her shit. I'm tired of it. That's why people be quitting.
So you have got yelled at and fired?
Yeah, man. I tried to hook up a friend one time, and she told me, you better not do that again or else your ass is fired. Can't get nothing for free. Not unless she lets you. That's why anytime they ask me, nigga, you better go ask her. I ain't doing shit for you.
So that's why I didn't get a free blizzard that one.
Hell no. I did that shit one time, and I'm not doing it again. It was my ass getting in trouble, not the other nigga. She didn't even give a fuck about that dude. He got fired because he did some other dumb shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I don't think I could work for him.
Oh, no, I do not want to work for a black woman ever again.
Oh, she's black?
Yeah, she's black.
Oh, I thought she's, like, white.
That's why I missed the white guy.
You make her sound like she's, like, some,
she's
like...
she's the damn devil.
You make her sound like she's some, like, old, fat, white lady. Like,
she's fat, and she's black. Let's get that straight.
Was she working whenever I went that one night?
I don't know. She gone. She's gone. She gone. At night, she gone. I don't know what the fuck she's doing, but she gone. She built like a warthog. She looked like a warthog. Okay, look it up. Look up what a warthog looks like. That's her. Piss me off. Oof. That's why when you're pulling up to the spot, you gotta make sure you're looking at the cars, because that's how you know she's there or not.
What does she drive?
She drives a fucking Ford something. I don't fucking know the name of the car. The shit built like her. It's big, fat car. Man, that's all I can say. Woo! Man, I'm hoping she just leaves early today. Bro, we running out of shit.
Oh, really?
Because of the damn special.
Oh, what's the special?
It's like, it's like any size, buy one, get like 99 cents for the other Blizzard or some shit like that. Like, niggas was already ordering larges and getting that shit for like 99 cents, I think. Some shit like that.
I thought you were going to say you're running out of stuff because she's eating it all.
Oh, hell no.
Do you get free food at least?
No, 50% off. That's all we get. That's why I told you we can't give it up now. You're wasting product. That's what she says.
So I was thinking about the 13 Reasons Why conversation we had the other one day.
Yeah.
And I was like, what would happen if that actually happened? Like, you was just find
one of us?
Yes, like if you just had 13, like if a girl committed suicide and then she gave you 13 tapes, like what would you do? Like, would you listen to it?
Throw that bitch in the trash. I am not wasting my time and listening to some girl and her problems, okay? She should have been talking to somebody professionally, okay? Some professional help. That's what she needed. Instead, she went to that po-ass fucking black counselor that wasn't going to do shit for her, okay?
Dude, I would have just gave it to someone. I would have gave it to, like, the police or something.
That bitch like, needed help.
You deal with this. I'm not.
Figure that shit out.
If you need names, I got you. I'm gonna snitch so hard. Like, I do not want my head's all bloody. Like,
this nigga, you gonna sell out all your people? Yes,
I will be like,
that nigga.
Yes, I will.
No.
You tell me a name, I will take you to him. Like,
I'll let you know where they live.
Yes, I will be like, yo, can you come by my house real quick? And you can, like, set it up.
Oh, shit, no, you're gonna be wearing the fucking wire, yes, too, huh?
You can
trap him.
You can be, it can be like that pedophile show. Where, like, the dude's hiding, and then they come in, and they just jump out of nowhere.
How to catch
like,
a predator.
Yeah, how to catch a predator. It can be like that. You can do it however you want. Just don't get me involved.
I don't
want
to be a part of that shit. Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, I would snitch so hard. I would be like, you know what? You did this to yourself.
Yeah, figure it out. Damn, man. Dude, black is African, man. You gotta home.
Yeah, I'm gonna just go home.
Hey, my nigga. Why aren't you looking at me?
Damn.
Come on, my nigga.
He just disowned you.
Oh, he's black as all hell, okay? He's from Uganda, okay? Right. So, I started Lucifer, right?
Uh-huh.
You know that show?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
That. You said what?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
Nope.
It's all right, you know what I mean? I'm not really into all that demonic shit, but, you know, it's all right, you know?
Oh, yeah?
I kind of ruined it for myself, though, because I'll be, like, a bootleg website and had one of the episodes from another season in the second season for some reason, and it kind of spoiled, you know, the show for me, so kind of lost interest in that shit. But, you know, if you want to watch it, you should watch it, you know?
You know, I just finished watching The Order off of Netflix.
What the fuck is that?
It's, like, it kind of reminds me of, like, Riverdale. If Riverdale had like werewolves and magicians,
monsters and shit.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It's a Netflix series, but it wasn't
man,
too bad.
Netflix, man, I don't know why you like Netflix so much.
Why? What's wrong with Netflix?
I swear, man. I don't know. Netflix doesn't. They just don't catch me like that no more. You know what I mean? Like they used to. Just the thought of Netflix, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It used to mean something real for me, but now Netflix, just another brand, man. I'm on Hulu now.
See, I use both.
I just look at Netflix. I don't even touch it.
Atlanta on Hulu? Oh my gosh. Atlanta is funny. I love
man,
Atlanta.
That damn show.
I
tried to watch it.
You did?
No, I didn't.
Oh. It's a great show.
No sorry, Bob.
With Donald Glover or Childish Gambino.
Or whatever name he goes by. Man, what's up with that?
Two Donald Glover names? Is his government name. And then Childish Gambino is his street name.
Nah, that's a stage name. Childish Gambino street name, like who the fuck is that on the streets? If you hear that, come on.
What's your street name?
You already know my street name.
Oh yeah, Little Hibachi.
And little. I know it's a little. You gotta say little. Little Hibachi. Dude, how's that not a rapper name already, man? I'm telling you, that's a good ass rapper name.
I told you, we can make your rap career start.
Nah, son. We're not going to get into that one here, okay? you know the messed up stuff you be talking about.
No, just take one for the team.
Man, shut up. I'm not taking anything for nobody.
All you gotta do, make a diss track on Tory Lanez.
And die.
And then when he pulls up on you, just don't say sorry.
You're trying to kill me, man. I swear, I'm telling you, behind the camera, he had a gun. Him and his goons had a gun to that nigga's head, man. I'm telling you.
Just take one for the team. And then if something bad happens, if you die, then I'll just make money off of your death.
I would be known as that one dumb nigga that got shot by Tory Lanez.
No, I'll make you a legend.
I don't want to be a legend. Okay, I want to live.
But it's a win-win.
It's a win for you, not for me.
How?
Nobody else benefits but you.
Tory Lanez gets street cred.
Man, that fool should go to jail. He should be like YMW Melly or whatever.
Yeah. Murder on my mind.
Yeah, literally. It was crazy. Man, if I was Kanye, I would have been afraid to record with his ass. But never mind. You know what? Kanye already crazy as it is, so.
Yeah.
He might try to kill him.
He probably already knew. Dang. So, what music are you bumping right now?
Man, I'm not bumping anything. What are you listening to music in the background?
No, I mean, like, in your spare time, like, not during the podcast.
Oh, well, shit.
Yeah.
Dang. Like, I got my freaking playlist on, you know, shuffle now. I don't listen to, you know, a specific, you know, list anymore.
Hmm. You know what? I started listening to DaBaby.
The who?
DaBaby.
The fuck is that?
The dude from North Carolina.
Black guy?
Yeah.
I knew it.
His song, Going Baby.
Man, he sound like, I don't know, a Blueface type of rapper.
Nah, he's actually pretty good.
Oh, shit. Nah, my new shit is Kung Fu.
By Corday?
Yeah, man. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit really
good. That goes off.
This is really nice.
Have you heard of Alaska?
His song? No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That one's nice.
I am just trying to survive. I was going to say some shit, and then you was talking about some fucking music. Damn. Like, I think forgot what I was gonna say.
That you should become a rapper.
No, shut the hell up. Okay,
dude, you could have a really cool reputation. You can be known as Aiden, also known as Little Hibachi, the rapper and the podcast co-host.
That's bigger from yours. I'm good.
We could end up on like Ellen or something.
Ellen.
Yeah.
Hell no. I would
actually. I feel like
I would go on the late night show, Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, I feel like everyone that goes on Ellen just like dies off after.
Alex from Target.
Yeah, the old man. The old man that was dancing to the Post Malone song.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's like I don't know. I haven't heard of that guy. I guess irrelevant. Okay, I'm not going to be like right so. On him. I'm sorry. I take that back.
But yeah, we could go on to a bigger podcast.
Where?
Be the best
I thought you didn't like anime or whatever.
Anime? What do you
mean?
Yeah. Why do you ask that?
You follow that one weird black guy.
Oh, it's Carnese? Dude, he's so funny. Like,
what? I mean, yeah, he is funny so, a little bit, but like, I thought you don't like anime.
I don't.
Then why are you following this weird nigga?
Because he's funny.
Man, he's crazy. He's talking to himself.
Okay, and?
See, that's the type of shit we would probably end up doing or something like that.
Yeah,
if we were to make a YouTube channel.
Yeah. Except ours would be better.
Cause what?
you know, there's two people instead of one.
Yeah, and we don't look fucking crazy. I still think that's crazy. Can he not, like, hire somebody to, like, be that extra person instead of him talking to himself? I just want to know.
Times are tough.
Man, it is not that rough out here. Come on.
What do you mean, ice cream, man?
Man, okay, yeah, it is rough over there where I'm working, okay, but it's not rough over there. He looks like he's doing well for himself a little bit. Actually, I need to check. I need to look back.
You know what makes me mad?
What?
Is that you can't make money off of Instagram. Yeah, like, I thought you could. Like, the more popular, like, the page you had.
Like, yeah.
Then you get cash.
Oh, no.
But you don't.
They probably have, like, sponsors or something.
Yeah, that's how people get it. But me and my friend made an account that we won't talk about because it's dead now.
What was happening?
We had inspirations of money, and we got like 100 followers in like 2 days.
Yeah.
And then we figured out you can't make money. So then we were like, yeah, no. And then we just gave up.
Idea. Why didn't y'all take it to YouTube then? Make your little pennies.
No.
Should have thought about that. Or Vine. You know how the... Bro, we should have... I swear, if we were older at the time...
Oh, yeah.
Came out, man. Like, all them dudes went from Vine to YouTube and did some other shit and got famous off of it. Or not famous, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but, like, how is Daddy Long Neck famous? And we can't.
Bro, I don't understand that shit. Wide neck and fucking long neck, man. What is so special about that weird ass kid, man? Or however old he is. You never fucking know.
Like, wide neck doesn't do anything.
Man. Oh my
God. Long neck just dances in underwear. And then Little Terrio is actually pretty funny.
Little who?
Little Terrio. The fat black kid.
Hey.
Oh.
Lil Tay died or some shit like that.
What?
Not like died. Oh. But I mean, like she like fell off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think like
because that whole
they exposed her mom or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Wasn't her mom like forcing her to make videos?
No, I thought that was man.
Oh, was it?
I'm pretty sure that was the brother.
I just remember like, he was, hearing like, that someone her forced fucking... her.
You said what?
Someone forced her to make the videos.
Yo, they need to get CPS up in that bitch. Fuck yeah. Need to rain down on all them niggas. That's why it was a whole operation. Everybody. Big ass scheme, that's what it was. Yo. You need to watch, you watch Cloak and Dagger? Yeah, Cloak and Dagger. Not Coke and Dagger. Cloak and Dagger, okay?
That's what I said.
The Marvel show.
That's what I said. Cloak and Dagger.
No, you said Coke and Dagger, man. Ain't nobody trying to sell drugs and fucking shanks out here.
Why is it drugs? Why can't it be the soda?
Nigga, I don't know. Maybe you... I don't know. But you need to watch
Are you saying shit. I do Coke?
Because the season 2 is coming out soon. You need to watch that shit.
What is it on, Netflix?
No.
Who?
It's on, I'm not sure. Is it on Hulu? No, just, watch it on, I forget what the fucking channel it's on, but look that shit up. Google, man. We got the internet for a reason. Don't ask me.
What is it about?
It's about these two teenagers, mm-hmm. right? One is a dope fiend who ran away from mm-hmm. home. And then, she's the white girl, of course. I'm playing. And the other person is a black boy. Surprisingly, he's not on any drugs. But, And when they were children, like, some, like, disaster shit happened. The girl's dad was talking on the phone or some shit, you know what I mean? And, like, he worked on an oil rig or some shit like that, and He was the head honcho over there, and then he was driving to go, you know, fix some shit or some shit like that. And then he, an explosion happened, and then he drove off the fucking road, right? And then she crashed in the water with him, and he died. She lived. And then the black boy, what happened to him on that night, because they was all in, like, the same area when this explosion happened, right? His brother, the little dude at the time, like, the main black dude, right? He stole, like, a car radio or some shit like that, right? And then his brother found out that he did this, right? Because the older brother was, you know, doing that shit. But he was telling him not to do that shit because it was bad that he was doing it. And then, and then the cops saw him doing this because the two black people looked suspicious as fuck, get shot? Apparently. The brother got shot, yeah. And then the little dove in the water for his ass. You know, cops. Trigger happened. Anyways, yeah. So, they got their powers after that. Day, night, whatever the fuck it was. And, yeah, that's where the story begins.
Where are their powers?
A cloak. And it... She can cut a bitch. And he, I don't even fucking know. He disappears.
What's special about, like, having a dagger? Like,
you can cut a bitch.
Does her arm turn into a dagger, or does she like?
No, man, she got a dagger, like a shank. It's not like she's keistering that thing, like in Get Hard or whatever the hell that movie was. But no, like the shit just—I don't even know how it appears, but it appears from somewhere.
It just comes out of nowhere, and
it comes from somewhere. Actually, it's been like almost a whole year since I've seen the show, but.
And yeah. She just, like, cuts people.
Yeah. She cuts people.
And then the dude
sees the light. No, she sees the light, the good stuff. And the dude sees the bad shit or some shit like that whenever he touches people or some shit like that. Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens.
That sounds pretty whack, I'm not gonna lie.
That sounds pretty good. Don't you dare talk about my show like that, okay? I probably just didn't explain it right, okay?
So, are their names Cloak and Dagger?
Nigga, no. I don't even fucking remember the names, man. I just remember what the fuck happened, okay? So?
Imagine becoming a superhero, and the only thing you can do is spawn a dagger.
Man, I cut 10 niggas. I tell you, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but if I had superpowers, man, I'll be robbing niggas. I'll live it up, man. I don't even care. Kill me. Try and kill me, man. My superpower, you know what my superpower would be?
What?
My shit's controlling time.
That's so controlling dumb. Time. That's so dumb.
No. That is wrong. There's so much shit I could get away with.
Like, the very last superpower that's, like, probably the dumbest is flying.
No.
And okay, that's right that's, above that's flying. That's
pretty retarded. You can get on a fucking airplane and fly. But, anyways, no, how's that terrible, bro? That's a good one. Bro, pausing, fast forwarding, like, I would be on some, like, click shit, you know what I mean? I'm telling you.
Yeah, but that's all you can do.
Bro, no, I'm robbing banks, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. The rest of this stuff, in a car, okay? In at lunch Friday, I'll tell you.
No, tell me now. It's not
good. I can't say it on here.
Yes, you can. Yes.
No, it's gonna be incriminating. Okay, it's gonna be some incriminating.
No, tell me.
I'm not telling you.
Just don't include names.
No, not names. Like just in general.
It's not like it's actually gonna happen, Aiden. You're not gonna get superpowers tonight.
Bro, no, see, look, watch, okay? They're gonna like come back to this shit and they're gonna be like, oh, that's when he was plotting that shit. I'm good. Now tell me what would your superpower be? Because I'll be doing some criminal type of shit.
Speed.
Speed?
Yeah, I'd be like,
you wanna run fast?
Yeah.
Get out of here, man.
What do you mean?
That's basic.
That's not basic.
That's basic.
Yours is basic.
Mine is not basic. Bro, mine is like some nice shit, you know what I mean? I can do a whole lot with that.
You know what I'd do? I'd go invisible.
Go invisible?
Yeah.
Yo, that's just creepy.
That's not creepy.
That is creepy.
No.
Man, I feel like you would use that to, like, I don't know. Well, I mean, you can sneak places, but
yeah,
certain places, it's just not right to sneak in. You know what I mean?
Like what?
I'm not saying. You know
no, what I mean? Tell me where.
People that hear this will know what I mean.
Well, explain it to me.
If you got a
there's,
mind like
there's going
to
be people that don't know what I mean. That means. There's going to be people that don't know what that means.
People know what it means, okay?
Mm,
they know.
Doubt it.
They do.
Doubt it. No, just tell me.
You know. Stop playing.
I don't know.
You know.
Mm,
you know debatable. Exactly what I mean.
Mm.
Oh, Lord. He's playing games with me.
You know
he
what I do?
He can fool a nigga. But I see right through ya.
I'd go invisible, sneak into your house, and just shank you.
And you know what? I would have that dagger shit, and I'll cut you. I will cut you. You'll see.
Like, is the dagger even special? What? Like, is it just a regular dagger, or does it have, like, magical powers on it?
I don't really know. I told you when she touches people, she sees like the good stuff that.
Because like anyone can just put like a knife in their pocket and walk around with it. That's not really.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Yeah, I guess. Hey.
What?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm starting to question what is that dagger good for? I'm gonna like
yeah,
it glows. It glows, but like. Like, it's not like a regular dagger. Like, it's some light type of, you know what I mean?
Well, if she needs to, like, camouflage, she can't because the dagger is just going to give it away.
Nah, because what do you call it? No, like, she tucks it somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that's a good one, though.
That is a good one.
I swear, man, if we had superpowers, man. I wouldn't only try to do bad, but like, you know what I mean? I'm thinking, like, I swear, like, some evil stuff be coming out, you know what I mean? I be thinking about that stuff sometimes with mm-hmm. the superpowers, you know what I mean? Because you can do anything.
That is true.
You gotta have self-restraint, you know what I mean?
But would you rather have everything in the world and everyone hates you? Or would you rather have everyone likes you, but you get limited on everything you have?
Man, I don't care what people think about me. Give me everything. Man, I only got to worry about the people that actually matter to me. You know what I mean? That's all I got to think about.
But what if they start hating you?
Let them hate me. I don't need them. Actually, I do. I'm sorry.
See, that's why you're in, like, Die Alone.
I'm a what? I'm in a what?
You're going to die alone.
Oh, no, I'm not going to die alone. I'm going to find me a fine... I want to say
icon,
but you know what I mean?
I forgot.
My thing is, no, yo, bro, we was thinking about this, man. You know Chadwick Boseman, right?
Chadwick Boseman?
Yeah.
It sounds familiar.
The dude that played, was it T'Challa? The Black Panther.
Oh, yeah.
The dude, I didn't even know it. He like, what, 40-something?
He is?
That man looked like he 30, at least 30 or 20.
Yeah, he looks like 28.
Bro, I'm saying, right, some of these white folk at the age of 40, I'm sorry, but they be looking like they 50 or 60 or something like that, man. Like, it's crazy, man. Black people... Not just black people, like minorities in general, they don't age that badly.
Yeah, that is true.
Like white people, man, I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm so conflicted. I like white girls because you know they be looking hella fine, like at this point in our lives, you know what I mean? Or like in their 20s, you know what I mean? Like they be looking fine in their 20s, but then like after that, like towards the 30s, almost 40s, I don't be looking right no more, man. I'm afraid, man, like, I'm gonna wake up one morning, and if I marry a white girl, she gonna be looking like she got hit with a bag of what the fuck, man.
don't know. I'm conflicted, man.
But you like older girls. You
settle with a Hispanic girl or something like that.
You like older girls.
Shut up. I am
remember, not a fucking, remember I'm not a fucking freshman
cougar.
Year?
No, I am not a cougar hunter. I am not no cougar hunter.
Freshman year at South Lake?
Who?
Freshman year when we were at South Lake.
Oh, shut the hell up, man. Do not bring that up, bro. I could have sworn. I thought she was like a student or something like that. I did not know that that was some old ass woman. Okay, right? Because you know, and plus, man, my vision wasn't good. You know what I mean? I should have glasses. I should have glasses. Okay, no, because
that's like a you problem.
But no, why would a middle aged cougar be walking alone like that all the way out there? That had to have been a student, man. And we just wasn't seeing right. Because when she turned around and out, when I was screaming at her, trying to get her attention, and she turned around, did she really look that old to you?
Yes.
Bro, I swear. Then she was tripping me out, man.
You tried to pick up a cougar.
Shut up. No, I did not know. Okay, if I knew, I wouldn't have tried. And plus, it was only because we had won that game that I was feeling that good anyways.
Yeah.
If we didn't win that game, I wouldn't have even tried that shit, okay? I'm telling you, I would have been sad, actually. You know what I mean? I would have been sad.
Yeah. Everybody on that bus knows that. She was, like, old, and you tried
no,
to hit her.
No, stop this. No, no. Y'all did not know that.
You can ask anyone on that bus that day.
Okay, you know what? We'll ask them. Okay, we'll ask them one day. We'll ask Mason. Oh, no, never mind. We'll ask the people.
We'll ask the people.
The people.
Even though you just threw some names out.
I threw a name out, okay? A name out. But these people probably won't know. There's plenty of M's out there, you know what I mean?
Yep, there sure is.
Plenty of Masons out there. But he knows. He knows. That person knows.
Okay, well, how come, like, parents don't let their kids watch SpongeBob? Like, that doesn't make sense.
I don't know. SpongeBob, he gay, though.
What do you mean?
Do you not hear the way he laughs? I can't even do it, but just listen to some audio. Just like how you be talking shit about my voice.
Your velociraptor voice.
Ah, fuck you. Okay, now, understand this. That motherfucker, he wasn't trying to clap them cheeks of Sandy cheeks. He was trying to get at Larry. That nigga was lying.
Larry? Why Larry?
Yeah, Larry the Lobster. Telling you, he was gay for him.
How? Tell me how.
Tell you how.
That doesn't make sense.
He was always trying to act like him. You saw how whenever Larry used to be on the beach, you know, doing his thing, showing off the muscles and shit. And then SpongeBob old goofy ass would come around trying to do the same exact thing in front of him. Because I think he was trying to impress the, you know, Sandy cheeks, trying to clap them cheeks. And SpongeBob, you know, he was putting up a front, right? He was trying to act like he was trying to impress her, but he was really trying to impress Larry. You know what I mean?
You are on some dumb stuff.
I'm not on no dumb stuff. I'm telling you the truth, man. He was trying to clap the cheeks of Larry.
So if you start imitating someone, that means you're gay for them?
No, bro. I'm telling you why.
That's what you just said.
It was clear as day. How did you not see it? He was doing it to show off to Larry because Larry was into that, you know, the bodybuilding shit. And he was trying to, you know, he was trying to make it look like he was into that shit too. And they had something in common. He was trying to, you know, start up some speaking ground. You know what I mean? But that shit just that never worked. You know what? Scrap the whole thing then.
Since you're dumbest thing you've ever said.
So damn hard. What are you, a fucking horse, man? Come on. Get with the program.
What do you mean, get with the program?
Understand the shit that I'll say.
That SpongeBob is gay for Larry?
Yeah.
No.
Not the voice, but I'm just saying, man, that the whole show, man, the love of bubbles, the rainbows, You know about them rainbows. That's kid stuff. Huh?
That's kid stuff.
No, no, no. Rainbows.
Okay, what do you want? Do you want the rainbows with a cross through them?
Listen here.
A giant X through them? Is that what would make you happy?
Think of our teacher.
Which one?
Think of our teacher. The one teacher we have together. Not together, but you know what I mean.
See, I can't think of that teacher.
Shut up. Tell me who. You know damn well who I'm talking about.
Oh, the one that teaches that pre-cal?
Yeah, you know who okay. I'm talking about. The rainbows and bubbles and all that shit.
Uh-huh.
They got the same thing in common. They like rainbows.
God. Is that really why you just brought him in?
Huh?
Is that the only reason why you brought him in? Just to say he likes rainbows?
No, that's like, you know, that's a sign. Y'all just didn't see it when y'all was young.
You saw it when you were young?
No, I just saw it like today.
Oh,
I just started thinking, I just connected it together, you know what I mean? Like, sure. We wasn't processing that shit. I'm kind of hoping Jacob don't hear this shit, because... Oh, fuck.
Nice job. Shit. Just throwing government names around.
A person doesn't hear this shit, or else he's going to kill me.
Why?
Because he loved SpongeBob.
Maybe we should get him on. Get him on an episode.
We should not. Okay, no. I'm sorry, but I do not want extra people on here because I already know they're gonna be talking shit about me, and I don't have time for that shit. Okay, I'm gonna have it to a certain level, and then I'm gonna click off this motherfucker. I'm telling you right now.
You're gonna rage quit a podcast.
Know how to just come at me and attack me for no damn reason.
You're just gonna rage quit a podcast.
Yeah, I'll rage quit. I'll leave you with them, and you two can start this damn podcast together.
You know what I'll do? I'll just be like, Aiden, so what do you think about this? And in the background, I'll play the snippet of the Velociraptor.
Bro, that shit does not sound anything like me.
Yes, it does.
Bro, that's a fucking wild-ass animal making noise.
All you gotta do is type in YouTube, Velociraptor noise. Sound, whatever.
I won't come up. You'll hear some fucking dead ass animal. That's what you'll hear.
It's pretty much a match.
It's not a fucking match. Quit bullshitting.
I'm not.
You know, I should find some shit for you, you know, because I shouldn't have to take this shit anymore. I should be researching shit and coming up with some good ass, fiery ass shit. Mm. And then you'll leave me alone.
How long have you known me? 4 years? 5? 6.
Yeah, and I just now thought about it.
5? Yep, and you just now thought about that?
Oh, fuck. Woo! Oh, man.
What did you do?
No, my toe was cramping up.
Oh, that means you should drink more water.
Man, shut up. I need more potassium.
And water.
I don't fucking hate bananas.
Then,
Actually, I hate anything healthy, actually.
So you hate strawberries?
Yeah. Haven't had one in like a couple years.
Watermelon?
Nope. Don't, man. I'm not black.
Oh, like, shoot. See, I have watermelon juice right next to me.
That's bro, I swear, fun. That thing is freaking nasty, man.
Watermelon juice?
Yeah, man.
What do you mean?
I told you, I tried that shit. It's nasty.
It's good. Which one did you try? Arizona?
Huh?
Arizona?
Yeah, nope.
That stuff's good.
Tastes like booty and grape juice.
I could live off of watermelon juice.
Okay, say that's like the only thing that you can drink. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like all the water is contaminated, and watermelon juice is the last thing on the planet for you to drink. You're gonna drink the rest of your life.
Every liquid is kind of has water in it.
Oh, shut up. You know what I mean? Just roll with it. Roll with it.
If there's only watermelon juice.
Yes. Just roll with
it. I could live off of it. Yeah.
Not I'm not saying like the Arizona watermelon juice.
Just Minimate? Watermelon. Oh, just watermelon juice?
Yeah, just watermelon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nasty bastard.
What do you mean? I could live off of...
before I drink that shit for the rest of my life.
I could live off of watermelon juice and a hot Funyun. That's a combo that's great together.
Just go somewhere else, please. The thing is, for me, my combination is Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids and what?
And water.
And water?
Water.
That's so plain, though.
That is not plain, okay?
You need, and like, some kind of, like...
Arizona tea. Green tea. Arizona green tea.
Oh, that's nasty. How do you like that?
What do you mean, how do I like that? Bro, the green tea is good.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. When did you try it?
Maybe, like, 5 months ago.
Nick, you a damn lie. You ain't tried that
what
shit.
What do you mean?
How the hell you gonna come up with a specific... Nah. Not really a specific, but you know what I mean. You probably did not try that shit. You tried something else. You probably tried PCT. That's what you tried.
I tried it around Halloween. Is that 5 months ago?
Nah, you lying. It's peace tea. That's what you tried.
February, January, January.
Nigga, stop counting on
your hands. That's 5 months ago.
Just stop counting on your hands. Okay, now, what else? Yo, wait, what other flavors do they got? I know they got
Lemonade. Mango. They got mango, sweet tea. Shoot. They have like some other fruit flavor I forgot about.
No, they got like half and half, right?
Arizona?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. The black one?
I didn't know that.
Now I'd be going to the store. You know how they have like sales on it, like 70 or 80 cents.
Dang.
Yeah, you need to go to Kroger, man.
I know, I do. Let's talk about the half and half and how you like that.
Bro, that shit is great. Yeah. I don't know how the hell you don't like nasty. That, bro. I swear everybody is drinking it.
Mm-mm. Arnold Palmer's are disgusting.
You're the only one that doesn't drink that shit, okay?
Because it's nasty.
It is delish. It's delicioso. Yeah. Man, that's the only thing I remember.
I'd rather eat my Sour Patch Kid cereal instead of that.
Bro, why did you get that?
Because I wanted to try it.
Hell no, bro. I saw it on YouTube, man. That shit looked nasty.
It was.
Man. Okay, wait. How far did you get into eating it before you I'm not doing this shit anymore? Like the first bite or what?
Yeah, one spoon. Like first I tried it like just like with no milk.
Yeah.
And it was still kind of nasty.
Yeah. Oh, wait, and but then... is it like it's soury, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that sour, like some type of soury, anything, and milk, them two just don't go together.
It tasted like Fruit Loops with sour stuff on it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I know. I like Fruit Loops, but yeah, that combination does not sound right. Yeah, like, you know, chocolate, anything chocolate and milk. You know, that shit goes together.
Oh, that goes together. That's like peanut Cocoa butter and Puffs. Jelly. Cocoa Puffs? Oh,
I love Cocoa Puffs.
That's a spot. You know what else is good? Frosted Flakes.
I know. No, whatchamacallit. Yeah, Frosted Flakes, but Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's ooh, cool. That hits.
But I never really had it all that much, even though I love it.
Captain Crunch. Huh? Captain Crunch.
I think I've had that one time.
One time? How?
No.
Captain Crunch is
cereals in my house. We have
I don't eat Frosted Flakes.
Oh man. Wait, what kind of cereals they've been making you eat?
Just Frosted Flakes.
Oh wow. Wow. Oh, what was it? Wasn't it because of them them commercials with Tony the Tiger or Tony the Tiger? I mean,
what you just say?
That's my nickname, Tony the Tiger. But Tony the Tiger, man. Didn't he used to have them dumbass sports commercials? Still does. Kids.
He still does.
He does.
Yeah. Do you not see him?
I don't see that on TV no more.
I see it on TV.
What shows you be watching, man? I'll be on ESPN all day. I'll never see him on there.
They're on ESPN.
Bro, I swear I have not seen it.
Fox Sports.
I have not bothered watching it. I have not seen it.
You're just
either that or I'm on my phone too much. Hey, Mr. I Live on Instagram. Don't tell me. Gosh. Yo, wait, yeah. What you just watch like straight up videos on there, right?
On Instagram?
Yeah, just like straight up. Yeah. Or you're just like browsing some baddies.
I go on the explore page and I just go on to the section where it's like videos you might like.
Oh my gosh.
And I just get stuck in it. Like,
that's what you watch.
Yeah.
Man, you need to hop on
YouTube. See, I watch YouTube.
Okay.
But if there's nothing on YouTube, then I'll hop on Instagram.
Yeah, no. Or you just find a good ass TV show, right?
That's the only reason why I'm on Instagram is like, okay. I have senioritis. I don't do homework at all.
I know. I don't do this shit anymore either. I'm sorry.
So I get home and I'll just start watching either the series that I've started off of Netflix or something.
And you're still interested in it as long.
Yeah. And if I don't have one, then I just go to YouTube. And then if there's like nothing good on YouTube, then I'll go on Instagram.
Yeah, I guess. That's the backup.
Yeah.
To the backup.
All right. I think that's good enough for today. Thank you for everyone who stuck around and listened all the way.
If you would like to see more of us, please check out our Instagrams. Aaron, plug us in.
You can check me out at @A_ARON18. And you can find Aiden at @NignogFive. Thank you. Bye.